Boom! What is up? Welcome back to another episode of the FPL Draft Duo podcast. Hope you're all keeping well. We are halfway through game week 34. It is just after halftime in the Chelsea-Arsenal game. I think it's still 1-0. Yeah, still 1-0 to Arsenal. I'm delighted I actually waited to do the podcast. Sorry, 2-0. I'm delighted I waited to do the podcast because there has been some changes to the Chelsea team, which we will discuss later on. But for now, we'll kick it off with the waivers as usual. Thanks to anyone who joined our live stream, by the way. Thursday night, we had a bit of crack picking our team of the year. Some of the players might get a little mention. Second goal came from Ben White. No assist yet. Ben White, what an absolute baller. I'm going to start the waivers off with defenders and I suppose go from bottom to top, taking into account the double game week that is coming up in 35 and 37. There's not as many clear options as of yet for 37, just because United are playing absolutely terrible. Newcastle have some injuries coming back. Chelsea's team is a bit all over the shop, as we will find out. Spurs, new injuries. So there's them teams that, like, you know, looked unreal. The options are slowly whittling down. Now, hopefully, come 37, we'll have more clear options. But for now, just a little reference to Ethan Pinnock. Banged a goal for Brentford. Did get the start. They do play Everton and Fulham, Bournemouth in the next three. If you wanted to, or if you had Pinnock, definitely worth the hold into the defence rather than going out of your way to get these double game week defenders. I know we have Bournemouth. We have loads of games to come. So it won't be particularly long. Or it can't really be particularly in-depth. Because there's so much to do from now until the end of the game week. But players like the Wolves defenders, a lot of them are on ones and zeros. So unless they get a clean sheet against Bournemouth, you know, it just shows you that we can't really overly compensate our points with fixtures. So Pinnock or even any of them defenders with good fixtures are worth a hold. Don't just go balls out for the double game week. But if you wanted to, I suppose Spurs defence, Romero taken, Van de Ven taken, Porro taken, and going to be okay, I think, from that injury. But if you are looking at a defender for Spurs, Ben Davies will be on the waiver. Odoji's out till the end of the season, so I'm presuming Ben Davies just comes in there left back. Emerson Royal has played both left and right back, but I think it's because it's, you know, a long series of games. I think Ben Davies will come in there wing back. It might even go back, probably won't go to a five to compensate Davies, but he will play he mightn't. He does have two double game weeks, so if you are looking at just fixtures and volume of fixtures, Davies is a good pickup. If we're looking at more solid defences with the double, and we talked about him last week, but Emil Kraft, again, if we look at Newcastle's fixtures, Sheffield, Burnley, Brighton and Everton in the double, and Brentford, so Emil Kraft is a great pick. I know a lot of people were asking about Livermento, but he might be good for one more game week. The issue is that Trippier is coming back, and I know he's been on the horizon the last while, but if we're talking about players that are good because they've double game weeks, well, we have to be nearly sure they're going to be around for the double game week 37. So I don't think Livermento is going to be an option in the long term. Maybe for one more game week, yeah, but 37 probably not. One of the main questions is about Chelsea players, so I'm going to leave it until then to answer that. But if we are looking at defenders for this week, again, them Brentford boys, Ayer, Pinnock, Collins, all good defenders. Reguilon is just a joke. Reguilon, another assist. Absolute baller. Very quickly onto midfielders. Let's go at the bottom. Trossard has to get a mention. Banged a goal this evening already for Arsenal. Someone on the questions, I suppose I can answer it now. Is Martinelli worth a drop in a 10-man league? It all depends on the player you're trading for, but I can't see Trossard getting out of there, especially after banging another goal against Chelsea. Maybe, yeah, Martinelli might get one or two starts, but I think Trossard is the left winger, preferred left winger. They're out of Europe, you know, they're out of the cups. It's just Premier League and Trossard's on form. I think he has to start him. So if you have Trossard, or if he somehow is available on the waiver, fantastic pickup. Arsenal are that good, it doesn't really matter who they're playing. Another little notice of a player coming back from injury. Neto is training again. How often do we reference Neto coming back? But Neto is on the way back. If you wanted to pick him up early, maybe. Probably not worth it. He'll come back and probably get injured again. The fourth or fifth time this season. But on to actual players that hopefully will play at the end of the season. Or until the end of the season. Chong, great pick. Chong is playing Wolves. Wolves are crazy bad with injuries. The last while they've been so unlucky. Aiton Ori should be back, but Semedo's out. Sarabia is a doubt this week. Heechan should be back. Cunha is a doubt, probably more than likely out. But they're very, very light. Dawson is out. I think Chong against Wolves could be a great pick. They are just so depleted at the back. Barkley's higher up the list, but we'll get to him eventually. Chong against Wolves this week could be a nice little punt. This man has picked up an injury, but if he is good for Saturday, Max Sauce versus Burnley, he's nearly guaranteed a start if he's fit because of United's injuries. I know that fixture isn't as simple as it seems. United will nearly definitely concede. But I think going forward, Max Sauce, if he's on your waiver for a 1 week punt against Burnley, he's the only man that looks like he could pull United out of something, apart from Max Sauce, obviously. With loads of them Wolves injuries up top, I know Heechan is coming back, but Chiria, I think we've mentioned him on the podcast once before. They play Luton, as I said. I don't expect them to be particularly good going forward. But if you are looking for a player that will probably get the start, he got the start the last day. Cunha's out, so he could get a start the next day again. Moving up the list to players that are probably more solid, mentioned a good few times this year as well, Jack Grealish. Didn't play against Luton, but I wouldn't worry about that. City are now out of Europe, and you can see what Pep likes to do with Doku. He likes to bring him on when the game opens up and so on and so forth. So I think Grealish will get the majority of the starts until the end of the season. Man City are playing Brighton, but that fixture, is in game week 34. Forest and Wolves, followed by Fulham. Spurs in a double, and then finishing off with West Ham, who have been leaky. So they have a great end to the season. If Jack Grealish can, if he can get the two starts in 37, it'll be unreal, but I don't know if he will. If he gets three starts in the next four, that would be a very, very good result and definitely worth the waiver. Someone who's guaranteed is Ross Barkley. Ross Barkley, Wolves, Everton, West Ham and Fulham. So good fixtures, but only four of them, whereas some teams have six. Still playing out of his skin, still worth a nice little hold in your midfield if you're in a larger size league and you're looking for someone. Guaranteed minutes, but maybe Grealish is slightly more exciting. On to our double game week 35 players and how you'd rank them. I suppose majority of them are taken, and I'll discuss other players at length and maybe how I'd rank them in the question section, but if you're really looking for someone who's probably going to play the majority of minutes in the Spurs midfield, Bissouma is them low-level midfielders racking up the fixtures. Is it going to be worth it? Probably not. Now, a man who has started again tonight is Madueke. And I was nearly waiting to see would he start, because I honestly thought, because of, I'm just looking now, Havertz has added a third. What a baller. I was going to bring him in. Anyways, Madueke, I thought because of that incident with the penalty, he'd be, you know, benched. But he's got another start, which puts him higher in my rankings for that double game week 35, just behind Gallagher. Only reason Gallagher's in there is because he's the most nailed. We have two double game weeks, and a lot of the time, you know, the Mudricks, the Sterlings and all that, we're trying to pick the perfect one, but if they don't start both games, what's the point? Just go with another single game week player that you know is going to start, and you know, you don't have to be worrying and looking at team sheets. But the fact that Madueke started again is a great sign. Gives me slightly more confidence in him. But top of the list for double game weeks that's possibly on a waiver is Johnson. The Madisons, the Sons, Palmers, all them top class players are picked. The next on the list is Johnson. Having an absolute fantastic season. 5 goals, 9 assists. He's kind of like another Bailey, where he doesn't need a crazy amount of time on the pitch to do his business. But he is getting the starts, and he is being preferred to Kulusevski over the last couple of game weeks. Therefore, it has to be Johnson at top of the list for them double game weeks. Nice little trade over the line. Could be worth a shout. Now, I have 4 strikers on my watch list, and funny enough, they're all decent strikers. Bottom of the watch list is Archer. There is rumours of a McBurnie injury. So, Cameron Archer might get the start against Newcastle away this week. Probably not the most exciting. But moving up the list, we do have a relatively exciting player because it is Callum Wilson. Back in training with Newcastle. Probably will feature in 35. May get a start in 36 against Burnley just to ease the pressure off Isaac. It also might affect Isaac for the double. Does Wilson get a start? Is Wilson fit enough even? But if he's on your waiver this week, I know he's back the 11th. I think he's expected back the 11th on fantasy football. He's still red. So it might be a nice little time to get a cheeky waiver over the line for Wilson. Maybe a week early. Second top, I suppose there's no real particular order here, but Semenyo's a bit more guaranteed minutes. Semenyo's back from injury. He played 27 minutes the last day. Probably will get a start maybe against Wolves. If not, probably 35. Bournemouth could do with the firepower, apart from Solanke. I think nearly all of their goals have come from Solanke this season. So I think Semenyo's return will be a good sight for the Bournemouth fans. And top of the list, although again slightly rotated, but has 2 double game weeks, Timo Werner. The game weeks are tough. Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Burnley, City, Sheffield. They have 6 though, and that's the difference. Richarlison is still injured. Now, there's talks of him being ready this week, but I still think Werner's going to get decent enough minutes. I don't know if... Well, Richarlison doesn't start this week, in my opinion. We could have more news on that. I don't think he starts the next week. So maybe Werner gets 2 games. Does he get 2 games of the double? And then Liverpool. And then a Burnley Man City. You're happy enough to hold him for Burnley Man City Sheffield last 3 games of the year. So I think Werner, Wilson, Semenyo, they're all good options depending on how you want to play it. If you want to go fixtures, and let's say expected goals, Werner's there. If you want to go nailness to a certain extent, but a poor enough team, Semenyo. And if you want to take a chance on an injured player getting a few starts, you have Wilson. If you just need a striker, Archer might get the start game week 35. So I'm going to go on to my question section. Get my trusty sheet out here, as you can probably hear. First question is Sarabia versus Luton or Gallagher double game week? I think I mentioned it previously already in the podcast. Sarabia has an injury. He is a doubt for Luton. So I think just stick with your fixtures and go Gallagher double game week. Again, one of the most nailed player. Question I answered earlier. Drop Martinelli in a 10-man league. I think so. I think even if he gets another start or two, he's not hitting 90 minutes. You know, it's Trossard's inevitably going to come on for him, even if he starts. And there is some other options out there. You know, if you're in a 10-man league, you probably have more options than what I'm talking about. McNeil, great finish. He has some good fixtures. He has 3 very good fixtures in a row, Everton do. Gibbs-White was Wood. They were very unlucky not to return at the weekend. So there is some good midfielders out there for mid-level clubs. Olise is ripping it up. Try and think now, just like mid to Brighton. Brighton do have that double game week 37, but right now I'm not too hot on any of their assets. Maybe a Dingra could be the best, but you know, I wouldn't be picking them up too early because there's so much rotation in Brighton. But there is some mid-tier midfielders that are good picks, that even if they're just good fixtures, I'd be picking them up for Martinelli. It's a very, very tough one to give away him, but I think it has to be done. Richarlison or Mudrick? Now, who else? I think Mudrick was the other man to get the start. Now that I'm questioning it. I think it's hard. Oh, 4-0. Havertz twice. Are you joking me? Fuck. Mudrick's got whipped already. I think Richarlison, because even if... So, Mudrick's going to be rotated. We know that. Mudrick is not going to start every game, them two doubles. He's going to be in, out. Sterling's there. Palmer's going to come back into it. So, I think Richarlison, even if he's injured, even if he doesn't start the next two, he's going to probably play more minutes and have more chance of scoring than Mudrick. So I'd probably be sticking with Richarlison there. And I suppose the early sub, 66 minute, first man off, kind of confirms that. Big one. Who are the best Chelsea assets? And obviously, Palmer is number one. If we want to go nailness, Gallagher's number two. It's 5-0. What's happened? Ben White's banged a second goal. Holy shit. Sorry. So if we look at the dates for the Chelsea assets, the Chelsea games, 27th of April, 2nd of May. Not too bad. So if you pick up a player for a double game week, there is a chance they could start. If you do go for a Medweke and he does get two starts, that's a good result. I don't think, apart from Palmer, Gallagher, you're picking up any attacking assets and you're confident of them scoring or starting two games. And then even for 36. The 2nd to the 5th is only 3 days. After that, it's the 11th, 6 days. After that, it's 4 days. So, like, you could pick up Medweke for that double game week 35. That doesn't mean that he's going to be good for the 37. So, this is what I mean by not overvaluing or overinflating these Chelsea assets, apart from nailed ones. Yes, you can take a gamble on Medweke, or if you think Sterling will get back in there, fine. If you think Mudrick's a good pick, fair enough. But I wouldn't go keeping Medweke until the end of the season. I think Palmer, Gallagher, Palmer are the only nailed ones up top for Chelsea. In the defence now, there was some rotation this week, which kind of threw me, but I still am confident enough in Thiago Silva being the best defensive asset in terms of time. Now, Cucurella is up there as well. Cucurella is left back and Ben Chilwell is currently injured. He is just one of the most injury prone players I've seen. Gusto's injured. Badiashile started. So I think if I had to pick my two defenders now until 37, I'd pick De Sassi and Thiago Silva. I'm looking at SofaScore here and De Sassi's a 5.9 rated. So is that telling us something that maybe he's getting the drop and Badiashile is coming in? If I had to pick two, I would pick Thiago Silva and Cucurella. And if I had to pick two centre-backs, it'd be De Sassi and Thiago Silva. But that could quickly change. I'd probably just hang my hat on Thiago Silva. Anything else? Any other players you are taking a gamble? Yes, you can take Caicedo and Enzo Fernandez if you want. But, you know, what's their combined XG? About one for the whole season. Okay, Spurs assets. Spurs assets also briefly talked about. Top is Son, second is Madison, third is probably Johnson, maybe third is Porro, fourth Johnson. After that, take your pick. You know, yes, Werner is a good pick up top as a rotation striker. Romero and Van de Ven are good solid defensive picks that will, you know, increase the amount of fixtures you have, but with Adoji out and the, you know, amount of chances they concede anyways, you know, how good are they? Definitely good picks, but I wouldn't be putting them, you know, above a really good fixture run. I wouldn't be putting them again above any Arsenal player, obviously. So, yeah, Vicario, decent pick. Midfield is not as good. Bentancur, Sarr and Bissouma have been rotating minutes. So, if I had to pick one, as I said earlier, it would be Bissouma. But any other one, you are probably hoping for starts. You know, with these double game weeks, especially the two double game weeks, you want to go with players that are going to pick two or play two games. two double game weeks, excuse me, anything else, well, then you're probably just missing out on points from other players. I'm sure there's going to be loads more action in terms of injuries and returns from now until game week 35. But until then, take it ham and cheesy. Boom.